same period.
Oh, yeah.
You were part of the crazy one.
I was. I got to make 4 runs today.
We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Andrew Hines of Screamin' Eagle Vance and Hines Harley Davidson, picking up his 50th career NHRA National Event victory, a milestone victory. Most recent win was the 50th Amley Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. No connection there. But the bottom line is huge milestone victories coming for Andrew. Was the number 3 qualifier for the event, was involved in kind of a crazy run, ended up making 4 runs on the day and getting your 11th final round at the facility. So certainly have done very well at T-Max Dragway over the years. Andrew, we'll talk a little bit about your day and in particular that bizarre run in the semis.
Well, the day went pretty good. It got hotter and hotter, which made it tougher and tougher, but our crew is pretty good at persevering through different weather conditions, and we had to do that all weekend long because not one of these days was similar to the other. So today, though, kind of came in, and I missed the tune-up first round of eliminations, and our bikes were a little off pace from where they should have been, but made up for that and worked our way to the second round. And going in that second round, I was confident that we were going to improve, and rolling up there to stage, this is the wacky round. I'm watching the tree flicker in lane 3, I guess it is. I'm in lane 2, and I didn't know what the heck was going on. I thought somebody over there in lane 3 didn't know where they were and moving back and forth, and next thing I know, we're all staged, so I just turned the throttle before anybody else, and next thing I know, my red light comes on. So not sure exactly what the malfunction was. I'm sure they'll explain it to us late at a later date, but that was an interesting deal, waiting around, thinking, are we going to get a rerun? Are we going to get a chance to redo this? Are they happy with the results? What's going to happen? And I guess the decision came down to rerun it. So that's never happened in my career that I know for a motorcycle class.
Just for your information, the power supply in the second tree over there went bad at the moment. So Hector Arana could not stage. So he was rolling in and out. You were seeing it on your tree.
Yeah.
But he was not seeing anything.
Yeah, we were looking at the end of the track. They were showing his tree, and there was nothing coming on. And I started telling people, I'm like, no, there was lights coming on right and left, and looked like I was getting pulled over by cops. There's blue lights flashing everywhere. So just kind of worked with it and sat around. I went across the scales just to make sure if we needed to go across the scales for a rerun, I was legit. And went back to the trailer and said, hey, we're rerunning this thing in 45 minutes. Can you be ready? I said, yeah, we'll be ready in 30. Let's get up there and do this thing again. So made up for it, went out there and went low ET going in the second in the new second round for the final. So that paid dividends for how my bike's been working. It likes lane 2. For some reason, lane 2 has been kind to me over the years. I think I've probably won all but one of my Charlotte races from lane 2. So I like that lane. Let's try and stay there. That's what I thought for the final round. It didn't really matter what the track conditions were. I was just going to go up there to lane 2. That was where I was happy and where I was comfortable. So the final round, I went up there and we all did a normal staging procedure, sat there, and I popped the clutch and I'm like, whew, I didn't get all that one. And I knew Eddie being in lane 1, I'm like, he's probably making a good run. I was watching the bulbs go off. I saw lane 4 was really late, and I saw the rest of us kind of were pretty close to leaving. And I was like, I was just tucked in. I'm thinking, Eddie better not drive around me. He better not drive around me. So he's been known to do that to a lot of people. And luckily I got there by 100th. So big, big day for our Harley Screamin' Eagle Vance and Hines team. We persevered in the heat, persevered with a hot engine, hot motorcycle. And even first round of eliminations, had to get shut off, turn back on, restage. There was no shortage of emotions flying through my head at every run up there in 4 wide today.
So at some point, did you feel you had lost on that run? That were you dealing with defeat, or did you always know something was funky about that run and, keep hope?
Yeah, on that run, I was going down the track, and I was sitting there, I didn't pop the clutch, and my red light's on, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going down the track thinking, that doesn't make sense. I felt like I saw the yellow turn on, I threw the clutch away. I'm like, that wasn't a red light, because the red bulb came on exactly with the yellows, so it was very strange, and I just kind of took it as it is. I rolled around the corner. People were talking. I'm like, that's just the strangest thing that's ever happened. I'm like, you don't know when you're supposed to go. Should you back out of the beams? But if you back up, are everybody else going to stage and take that advantage of actually going? And you're sitting there, the one unlucky duck on the starting line. So just kind of took it as it came and, waited for the word to go again.
Milestone 50th career victory. We made a lot at the Gator Nationals about your long winless streak. and clearly it is in the rearview mirror. You're rolling pretty strong here in 2019, but 50 wins, that is always a milestone, and HRA always makes a big deal about 50 wins. How does it feel to have accomplished that?
I'll tell you what, it's fantastic. It's been a lot of different motorcycles over my career. I've probably ridden 7, 8, 9 chassis over the years to achieve that feat. But the thing that's remained solid is my crew. They've been the same crew the entire time. So that's just a testament to how good they have been over the years to keep the motorcycle right and to keep my mind right. And you know, without a crew that's as phenomenal as they are, it's really hard to win these races. So you know, being able to celebrate with them and share that moment was pretty spectacular. It's something I'll remember forever. And this Wally's gonna sit on my mantle very proud, believe me.
Let's open it up to members from the media. Bobby Bennett, CompetitionPlus.com. Bobby.
Andrew, going back to that race, and I don't have any stats in front of me or anything, I can't remember hardly any time you've ever redlined before. Is it really rare? Did you see that as being rare when you came off there? Did I really?
Yeah, it's very rare. You know, I'm not the greatest lever in the class. You know, years ago, early in my career, it was more of if I red lit, it was just a pure guess. You know, it was just your hand opening up, anticipating the light. You know, if I'm cutting 30s and 20s, I'm doing pretty good. But I've been able to pick away here lately at it's all hand placement. I don't mess with the clutch. I don't mess with linkage. I just where I put my hand. And on that round, you know, going first round, I was 40 on the tree, and I rolled my hand back a little bit, trying to be, you know, high 20, and I popped the clutch, and my brain had to process, like, why was the yellow on? You know, it didn't make sense. I threw the clutch away. You know, my bike's been consistent enough where it doesn't pop up a red light, so it threw me for a loop, and I just had to ride down the track, and luckily, I made the pass, so the bright side of that is you get one extra run for a tune-up. So the weird thing was, though, it started my timer. So I threw the clutch away. I had a 136-60 foot. So all my incrementals were off. The speeds were right, but you can't look at exactly what the numbers were. So just kind of took it as it went and looked at the air fuel tune-up and said, hey, I need to make a change. And worked out that I was able to make that one extra change and go faster in the next round 2B. That's how I labeled it.
What do you take of all this Steve Johnson and Matt Smith stuff? Are you just happy that you're not involved in it?
It's interesting from the outside. Those guys are definitely picking on each other quite hard, but it's interesting points that they both have if you look at each from each side. I just know that we're out here racing with Harley Davidson. We're a professional team, and we're going to go out there and do as best as we can for them. You know, these guys, it's our from our side of it, our full deal is that racing is our life for our entire crew. That's what we do at Vance and Hines, and we're paid by Harley Davidson to go out there and do as best we can. So we look at it, we laugh at it, we think, you know, you try and think who side you're going to take, and we just flush it out and go out and race.
So you guys are not hobby racers?
I'm not going to answer that. You have to ask Matt Smith if we are.
All right. Any final questions for Andrew Hines? Andrew, congratulations. 50 career wins in the National Hot Rod Association. Major milestone. You've done it with class. Thank you very much. Great job. Z-Max has been one of your best places. Enjoy another win.
It has. Starting off here was really rough. It took me 3 or 4 years to get win lights, but now it's working out really well for me. Let's have more races here.
Thank you, Andrew.
Dodging my question. No.